You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat. Yeah, you can buy me a boat.
Hey, good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You know what time it is. It's time for Boat Smart. Good morning to you and to all of our boat lovers, boat riders, and people like me that just love talking about boats. What can I say? Our host today, Stephen Schmidt, is here. He is a Marine Services instructor with Georgetown Technical College. Our good buddy Bill's taking a little break today. He's probably out on a boat, you know.
He probably is.
Yeah, that little stinker. He's out on a boat on Friday on a gorgeous day like today.
I'm sure.
And I'm welcome, Stephen. He's our great host, been doing this a long time, and you've got some guests with you this morning, which I'm excited to see.
Yeah, I have a couple students with us today, so you need to jot down our number, 850-437-1620. You probably have some technical questions you may want to ask them, and they're ready to answer those. So we're putting
smiles.
Them on the spot. I picked these two students because these guys, they're the ones that smile all the time in my class. They are so happy to be in here, I'm telling you. So we have Brian and Landon in here. And
Welcome, guys.
Yeah,
First time on the radio.
Nice. So we're going to see how they do. Good morning. I'm glad y'all are here.
Thank you for having us. We're going to
do a little interview here in just a little bit. So I want to bring everybody up to date. Though,
I like
on
that
a few
they just
things.
Called you Mr. Schmidt.
I like that too.
That's great. You know? I guess I'm going to have to start doing that, guys. All right, Mr. Schmidt, what you got for us
there
this Friday
go.
Morning?
So, man, you know, I don't know. Does it make me feel old? Probably, because I am old. But, that's kind of how
it's
we're
respect.
Doing
it.
Mr.
It's
Schmidt.
Respect. Yeah, it's respect.
And that's a big deal. And whenever you teach students how to treat others with respect and that kind of stuff. And it's funny when I get a phone call from somebody that's interested in my class and they call me dude or say, what's up?
Hey, bro.
bro. I'm like, I'm getting a real good feel here of what I got to do when they get in my class.
You don't know whose class you're coming into.
Exactly.
Oh, they're laughing, too.
They definitely know. So Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Remember, they're your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and MerCruiser Repower Center, and they can take care of all those products for you in maintenance, repairs, and repower. So check them out there on Bower Road. Give them a call at 850-492-0487. And as Meg said, I'm the Marine instructor at Georgetown Technical College, and I drag my students out of the class and bring them here to the radio station.
So we have some fun with that.
And I've been over there going on 18 years, and we're located over here at 2400 Longleaf Drive. So, yeah.
Great college and lots of opportunity for kids in all different fields. And, of course, with Boat Smart, we're focusing in on marine services. But I love it. I love seeing you guys here. They're enthusiastic. They're smiling. They look like they're excited about learning a whole new career.
They're chomping at the bit to get on the radio.
I love that.
But we got to take care of a lesson plan real quick.
Okay.
Last week, I gave a homework assignment to our listeners.
Yes, you did.
And I listened to the homework assignment, and I realized that I didn't give enough information.
Oh.
So I'm going to extend this.
Okay, of course.
So we're giving away a Marine Service sticker, a Marine Service challenge coin, and a Marine Service cup.
Nice.
Okay? With our logos on it, right?
Okay.
But here's the thing. I never mentioned YouTube channel.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I did not. I listened to the review. So here's what I want my listeners to do. Go to YouTube, find Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. That's my channel.
Right.
You will see three Yamaha outboards on there.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to like and subscribe to that channel.
Okay.
Once you do that, find a video providing opportunity to Marine Service Technology students at Georgetown. That's the name of this video. Providing opportunity to Marine Service Technology students at Georgetown Technical College. It's a walkthrough video of my program.
Nice.
Okay, so it's a very informative, kind of gives you a sense of what we have over there, kind of how I teach my class and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to comment on there that you listen to Boat Smart on 92.3, 95.3 FM, AM 1620 and FM HD 3.
Okay.
Those channels.
All right.
I got you covered,
98.7.
Is it
98.7? Yes.
All right. So we've been trying to learn those stations for a long time. So, Meg, we're still WOT over there at Georgetown. So
right. There you
when
go.
Is WOT?
Without tech?
No, wide open throttle.
Wide open throttle.
I'm going to take WOT for myself without tech.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, we've been really busy over there. We back into precision measuring with my students have been there over the summer. And we're also doing Florida Ready to Work. That's that is a credential that students can earn. And it teaches lessons on, it has math and English and that kind of stuff. It tests them in that. But also customer communication skills as well.
Right.
How to send emails, those things. So my students are doing that. So that's what we've been doing all week. Just been busy.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
we're a doing lot. A whole lot of stuff over there. So we do have our guests in here today. I want to give them opportunity.
I
don't
want to
do
guys.
All the talking, right?
Yeah.
They hear me talk all the time. They're probably tired of it.
Yeah, me too.
Never that.
You too, right?
Me too.
And my listeners. Okay, that's
okay.
fine.
All right, I want to hear from the guys.
So we have Brian and Landon in our class that are in our show today. And I just want to start out now, and whichever one wants to take this, I want to know how long you have been in the Marine Service Technology class. Let's start with Landon on that. How long have you been in our class?
We've been in the class since last semester, so it's been about 6 months now.
Six months?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. How many hours do you have in the class, you know?
I just hit 400.
Just at 400 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So if you notice, they said we...
Yeah.
So I guess they came in at the same time, right?
Yes, sir, we did.
Were you guys friends when you came into class?
Well,
did you know each other?
We had a lot of mutual friends between us, but no, we really didn't start hanging out until we started the class.
Okay, yeah. All right. But you guys kind of hang out together now and kind of become friends?
Absolutely, yes,
sir. We hang out all the time now.
What do you think when you like the first day you came into class and now, how do you feel like that class is as far as getting the students to work together and stuff like that? What helps you with that as far as working together and becoming
teamwork.
What do you do?
Probably all the the team exercises that we do, because we do a bunch of like group projects and stuff.
So, okay.
I mean, you have to learn how to work together if you're going to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever worked with somebody you don't like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get over it, though.
You have to get over it. I teach them that, right?
Yeah. So, sorry, I'm over here laughing.
I know. Meg's like, Stefan's in here. That's true. Yeah.
No.
We're picking on each other today.
Yeah, no.
So, I want to hear your backgrounds. Brian, let me start with you.
Yes, sir.
Give me some background before you came to class. What, you know, were you working? Are you
working?
Sir. Give me some information.
So, I was an electrician out in Texas for like 2 years, lived out there. Didn't really like it. I don't know, just more like of an environment thing. Pensacola is like a really small town, kind of how I see it.
Well, we were just talking about what a great place it is to live.
And I just really like the people here. I feel like all the hole-in-the-wall restaurants, like Salty Pearl and stuff like that, are really cool things, like niche things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just miss that like hometown feeling. So when I was in Texas, I didn't really get that. And people were... not as polite as they are over here in Pensacola.
Really? Okay.
Southern hospitality.
At least in most of the areas that I was in. But, I just decided that I didn't want to continue that as a further career thing. So I was looking at other things, and I started wondering about boats over here in Pensacola, Florida. And Mr. Schmidt's name came up more than once.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
A lot of kids, like my two friends, Brandon and Matthew Roth, that are over there at Marine Max, I believe.
Right. They're working at Marine Max over in my class. Great.
Right.
Really great friends of mine that I grew up playing soccer with. And we played on a Sunday league game together, our Sunday league team together. And they mentioned you in your class. And I became really interested, did my own research, and then applied myself, and then got accepted. And now we're rolling. And
awesome.
I enjoy it. I love it.
Is it meeting your expectations?
Oh, absolutely, ma'am. And I'm not really mechanically inclined or anything like that. And just starting the class like fresh, not really knowing much of anything, where I'm at now, I could confidently say that I can continue and
I love that.
And continue learning. And
that's really great.
Yes,
that says a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
after 400 hours, I would hope that was true, right?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, great. How about you, Landon?
I started... I was insulating for a little while, and then my family opened up a restaurant called Salty Pearl Raw Bar over in Perdido Key.
Okay.
So now I started over there, and I was expoing, and now I'm serving, going to school. I've worked on boats multiple times throughout my life, but mainly like detailing and stuff, nothing like mechanical.
Okay.
So it's really cool to get in and see like all the other things that go into boats, like the mechanicals on the motors and the electrical stuff. So it's cool to see all the different ways and learning.
So you're basically working a full-time job and coming to school.
Yeah, I fully fish in the mornings, go to school at night, and then I work all week.
Wow, good for you.
So we have a lot of students. Are you working?
Yes, sir. I work Friday through Sunday.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, so I have a lot of students that do that. And, you know, kudos to those students that
absolutely
are really hard working, and not only at school but away from school. And it amazes me to have students come in there that don't work, that want to fall asleep in class, and then you have gentlemen like these guys that are so hard working and want to do what they, you know, the learning in class.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I know they're tired.
Well, it puts a value on it because you're working hard to make this
exactly
happen. So you
want
to get everything out of every minute of the class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
And you've been in the seafood business for a while, right? Is
yes,
that your dad has, or how's that work?
Yeah, my dad's side owns it, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's always been in the restaurants, and then he finally broke off and started his own thing. So
okay. Well, give a little shout out to that restaurant. Tell everybody where it is.
Yes.
Salty Pro Raw Bar over in Perdido Key. We also have a Perdido based seafood market, so you should come check us out.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I will drive over there.
Sure.
That's a great drive. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, go check them out over there and tip really good, right? Help with his education.
There you go.
All right.
If you just joined us, this is Boat Smart. We're here on every Friday morning. We do this show. If you've got a question, the experts are here, 850-437-1620. Excited to have with us, of course, our host, Stefan Schmidt, but we also have two of his students from Georgetown Technical College. So if you've got a question for them, too, feel free to send it in at 850-437-1620.
I enjoy having students in here because it kind of gives a personal touch to the classroom, you know, to let people know out there that, you know, like Brian said, he didn't have any kind of background in our industry and to bring them up. And again, you have people that work in a restaurant. It's amazing to me, people that work in the restaurant industry that comes through my class.
Don't underestimate servers. There are people that are future attorneys and future
oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Doctors and all kinds of folks working their way through school.
And I think people are looking for a opportunity to have a normal schedule, which restaurants you don't, right?
100%.
It's just crazy how the restaurant business, you don't have a normal schedule and you work late hours and things like that, right? Like
some Fridays I'll be off and then some Fridays I got to work.
Right.
It's just, you know.
Yeah, so it's
crazy.
But
the money's good.
Yeah, it is. It's worth it.
So it makes it worth it. Yeah.
100%.
So tell us what your favorite lessons are. If you have anything that sticks out that you just really enjoyed learning that says, wow, this is pretty cool or anything like that. Go ahead, Brian. We'll let you have that one.
All right. So when I first started, I think I really liked the wire board. I think that's really cool, and it, like,
that's
simplifies it.
Probably your electrician background
came into play, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's, like, the only thing I kind of do.
There you go.
But, no, I just really like how, the organization of, like, the wire boards. I think it's really straightforward, really simple for anybody that doesn't really know what they're doing to understand. So I really like that a lot, and I also like running the motors out in the bay. I think that's so sick. Like,
okay.
Just hearing the motors, just super awesome. Like, just to think that hopefully in the future one day that I'm going to be doing that kind of stuff is really cool. So,
very good, yeah. And, you know, coming from an electrician background, it's a little bit different when you work on boats, though, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah,
there's
absolutely.
There's a lot of learning.
Absolutely.
It was different, so.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to learn the basics and work your way up. So, Landon,
how
about you?
Well, if you decide not to keep going, you've got a great radio voice.
Thanks.
You might take over the show.
I'm just saying, I am looking
for a teacher for my class. I need somebody to take over the show one day.
Okay, there you go. Just saying.
Thank you so much.
I really like taking out the cams when we were doing the torque wrenches. I thought that was super cool, taking out the cams and removing the heads and then putting them back on and getting everything lined back up to wherever so the cams aren't pushing on the valves.
Okay.
So I thought that was cool. And then running the motors is super cool.
Always cool running the motors.
Yeah. It's always awesome.
On the dyno, right?
You see the smiles on their faces right now.
Yeah, they love running the motors.
Did Mr. Schmidt mention that he almost burned his arm off?
No, he did not mention that.
Mr. Schmidt.
Let's have a story about your teacher. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we were messing with the MerCruiser that wasn't turning. Well, it was turning over, but it just would stop after a while. So Mr. Schmidt took the carb off and started using his hands, which I'd never seen. While Landon was trying to turn over the motor, it would run for a little bit. And I believe when you would take your hands off, it would spit out.
Yeah, backfire a little bit.
So I guess we were cranking it and he let off and a flame about like 10 or nah, it's a little bit exaggerated. Probably like 5 or 6 feet of like just straight flames.
It was tall.
Big enough. That's
it got to clip him a little bit too. Ooh. It burned a little bit of his hair off his arm.
It's easy to burn my hair off. But I did pre-warn them. I said, never put your face over a motor while you're doing this. So it was one of our Merc Cruiser 4.3s. We're trying to get it to fire off. It'd been sitting for a while. So I was showing them an old school way of trying to
pull. So you did that on purpose as a teaching?
Well, not necessarily on purpose. It didn't get my face, but it got my arm that I pulled across. So they all thought that was very cool. Uh-huh. They're out there clapping and stuff and saying, that was a great show. So,
yeah.
You know, some good hands-on learning with examples, right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
What not to do.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got a question that came in from one of our listeners, so I want to get to that. 850-437-1620. They want to know, do you offer any continuing education for those of us not necessarily looking for a career but just want to learn?
Yeah, so continuing education is some of what we do. I'm not offering it right now because of my schedule is so difficult with a waiting list. I attempted to do that and I don't have the time for it.
Right.
There is a section for continued education, but it's for people that are working in the field. They may want to work on fuel injection, or may want to learn one of our software programs like YDIS or G3. They can come in for a short period of time. But basically, our program has to run through its course from beginning to end.
Gotcha.
So, continuing education, I've tried it. I've done it in the past. But as busy as we are right now with a big waiting list, it's not working for me. It's just I just don't have the time. So I appreciate that question.
Okay, great question. And if you've got one, the experts are here, 850-437-1620. And I just want to tell Landon, he's got a good radio voice, too.
He does. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they're a little nervous. I walked in, and I said, who's going to do the opening? And Brian said, I'll do the opening. And he started reading it, and I said, that's okay. I'll do it for you. Yeah, we're good. Okay. So let me do a quick giveaway. We want to do this giveaway real quick and for a Key Marine. So this is for a Mercury Verado hat and a Suzuki key ring. It's a very easy question. I've said it in the beginning of the show.
Okay.
What street is Georgetown Technical College located on? I'm going to take the sixth text.
All right.
What street is Georgetown College located on? 850-437-1620. Text that number and you can win a Mercury Verado hat and a Suzuki key ring from Key Marine. So that's pretty cool.
And you get to go by the shop too, and can get a tour too if Bill's available.
Yeah, so they can go by there and see Bill when he's there if he ain't out fishing.
Yep.
And you can walk through the shop, so for sure.
Okay, 850-437-1620.
So what about your future plans? I always like to ask my students, you know, what do you see a year down the road, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? I believe you should have a plan for your future. So Landon, let's start with you on this one. So when you're looking down the road, where do you see yourself? Maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road?
Well, hopefully working on boats, but I'm trying to go down and possibly move farther south in Florida because I think there's more opportunities maybe, but I don't know. I've been looking around and seeing all kinds of different stuff. There's a bunch of stuff coming to Pensacola that offers a lot more opportunities too. So, I mean, it's a good idea to stay here as well. So, I don't...
Okay. So you want to work on boats somewhere?
Yeah, I want to work on boats somewhere.
Okay, well, that's a good... So you're in the right class.
Yes.
All right, good. Brian, what about you?
Same with me, Sarah. I want to be definitely in the field by that time as well and hopefully be well on my way. And also, like, furthering our education as well. Me and Landon always talk about that, too.
Yeah, so when you look at a place, you want a place that's going to send you to schools like our places like Key Marine.
Yes, sir.
Marine Max. These different locations continue to send our students to school after they're hired, right?
Yes, sir.
So you guys probably get some inspiration and inspired by the students that come in and talk to y'all. Talk a little bit about that. You mentioned Matthew.
Yes, sir.
So talk about that a little bit.
They always talk about their work and how they love it and like how they're always learning, like their learning didn't stop when they left the class, that it's a continuous thing. And especially in our field, it's like, it's an ever evolving field. So they may come out with something different every other year. So our field never allows us to stay complacent. So,
yeah, exactly. And you continue to learn.
And I think I love that as well. Like about our career choice is that we're always going to be learning something new.
Exactly. Good deal. So we got an answer?
Yep. Well, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We have a winner for our giveaway on Boat Smart. John from Pensacola. He's got it right. Sixth one in. Longleaf Drive is where
they are
located.
Yep. Appreciate that. That's 2400 Longleaf Drive. So, yeah. Go over to Key Marine Center at 5620 21 Bower Road and pick up your prize. You can give them a call. 850-492-0487 is also the phone
number.
And
you won the OEM Mercury Verado hat and a Suzuki key ring.
Yep, check it out.
And we also have a question from one of our listeners for you guys.
Perfect.
It says, hey, Meg, I'm interested in getting the foam flooring installed on my boat. Do they have recommendations for a local installer or even a mobile installer?
Yeah, so I would probably call Key Marine on that and ask them. I know they have some people out there to do it. I know there's some larger dealerships that have some of that internal.
Mm-hmm.
You can check on that as well. You have several options for that. You don't necessarily have to go with the high-end stuff, you know, on that, but there are options out there. I would definitely give Key Marine a call and see who they recommend on that, 850-492-0487. And check with them. But I know there are some local dealerships that also provide that in-house.
Okay, great question.
Yeah. They go in and measure your boat. You have to have the boat there and all that, and they measure mm-hmm. and they do laser measurements and everything. So the stuff is cut. I would recommend that you have them not only fit it, cut it, but install it also.
Okay, very good advice.
Yeah, and that's great stuff to have in your boat.
Okay, thank you so much for that text. If you've got a question, still a couple minutes left, 850-437-1620.
So we did What Did You Learn last night, right?
Yes, sir.
We do that. When do we do What Did You Learn? Do we do it every week? Do we do it every other day?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Thursday.
So do you like it? What did you learn?
I love that. Yeah, I love it.
I think it's cool.
So you pay attention on Wednesday is what you're saying.
Yeah, on Wednesday there is. Yeah.
I like the recap of everybody to see what everybody worked on.
Yeah, tell everybody about What Did You Learn and what we do and what happens in your mind. What do you get out of it?
You also get so what we do is at the end of the week on Thursday, we'll about 25 till time to leave, we'll all gather in our classroom and write down a couple of two takeaways from the week that we just did, and as well as what we worked on that week. And everyone just goes, we all take turns and sharing what we learned and what our takeaways were from the week. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool to hear what everyone else was working on during the week and as well as yourself.
So you can learn from what they've done, and you may not have seen that happen or whatever, right?
Yep.
But you enjoy getting that takeaway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they look forward to it. I've had students want to stay late to do that. We're like, we're cleaning up and we're busy. And students go, we got to do What Did You Learn, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You allow us to ask questions, too, so that's awesome.
Yeah,
and they're allowed to ask questions to the other students, so that's pretty cool, too, so they can actually do a follow-up, which is a little more pressure, right?
Yep, definitely pressure.
You got to be ready for the follow-up.
So if you lied on your paper, we're going to find out really quickly.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Interesting. You're holding each other accountable then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Brian is pretty brutal. He's going to come up with a follow-up question just about every time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Got to stay on your toes.
Yeah, so that's kind of how it goes in the class, right?
I love it.
So do you get something out of What Did You Learn also, Landon?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's cool to see what everybody's going through and, like, all the different steps of the class because everybody's in a different stage. So it's cool to see and hear, like, what's all going on and, like, as you progress, what you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
and I try to follow up with what they talk about, and then hopefully at the end of the night I try to give some kind of encouraging word before you guys go off for the weekend.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
So we try to do that as well.
That's always helpful.
Yeah,
that
helpful.
Encouraging word.
Yeah, well, we don't get a lot of encouragement nowadays.
That's true. So we don't. I just think it's wonderful. I'm sitting here in the studio, and to our listeners, to see students that are so enthusiastic and excited. These guys haven't stopped smiling since they walked in, and that's what it's all about, finding a career that you're excited about and passionate about.
Yeah.
And you've got a teacher that every week comes on this show, and he's excited and passionate about what he does.
Yes,
and mostly about teaching. And you guys, he talks about students all the time.
He's a great teacher.
I think they know that I care about them. I think they know that I want them to be successful because we talk about success just about every week. And we even have private conversations, don't we?
We do, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes they get called out into the hallway. Real quick, we got, and that could be good, it could be bad.
I was going to say, I'm not sure that's good.
Yeah. Real quick, Brian, give me a quick takeaway before we go off air. We got just a few seconds left. Give me a takeaway as we leave the air right now.
A takeaway from the radio?
The class or whatever.
The classroom.
So.
I would say that my greatest takeaway from the class would probably be the always come prepared and not with the intention of not wanting to learn because you're here for your career.
Very good. All right. So we're out of time again.
We're out of time. Okay. How can people find out about all of this?
So you can go to georgestonecollege.edu. Check that out. We have a waiting list over there, but you can get on our sign in and everything and check us out over at Georgetown.
And don't forget, go to YouTube, find Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade. You'll see 3 Yamaha outboards. Like and subscribe to the channel. Find the video. Listen to the video, and then you can listen on Boat Smart.
That's right.
Hey.
See y'all next week.
This is Pep Talk.